You're listening to SBS News.
Terminal cancer diagnosis is shocking for the patient and for their family. It's the start of an emotional roller coaster with an inevitable end. But Rhonda Bjellin was determined that her experience could help others going through something similar. Her journey started when she went for routine tests to assess her for a knee replacement.
We went along expecting to be told, yes, you can have the operation. Instead, I went in and I was told that I had cancer in my breast and my lungs, and the following day I was also told it was in my liver. Mm. So that was a huge shock. When they told me about all this cancer, they said it was incurable.
Yeah.
And I'm getting teary.
It's all right.
And that they can only control it.
Yeah.
So they can only control the cancer. They can't cure it.
Rhonda's son, Clayton, says the family was numbed by the diagnosis, followed by a sense that this couldn't be happening. A few days afterwards, Clayton, who's a radio professional, suggested to his mother that they produce a podcast to help other people who were going through the same experience. To his surprise, she quickly agreed. Clayton says if people are going through the same thing or have a friend or family member with a similar diagnosis, the podcast could give them an understanding of what was in store.
The emotions were often high sometimes, and thankfully there was lots of laughter in it as well. But at the same time, it was a very surreal experience. But we sort of knew that. And to Mum's incredible credit, she agreed that she would do this from that diagnosis until she passed or until she couldn't speak anymore, and that's exactly what she did.
Rhonda says the diagnosis was hard on her and on the family, but one of the reasons she agreed to record the podcast was that diagnoses like this can happen to anyone, anytime.
Things don't just happen to other people. Things happen to you as well. And awful things happen to you, and difficult things to everybody all over the world, all sorts of things. I was devastated, absolutely devastated.
Both Clayton and Rhonda had strong Christian faith, but they disagreed over its impact on Rhonda's illness. Rhonda felt she should be praying for healing, but Clayton felt things don't always work out like that, and that they should be praying for peace of mind as they went through the process. He says they were happy to disagree with each other.
It doesn't end all perfect, and it doesn't end with us all agreeing either in that, but we both had this trust, and Mum talked often about the fact that this Christian faith allowed her to be very comfortable and at complete peace about where she was going after this life. Because of that trust in Jesus, she said, hey, I'm going to heaven. But she did say, I was very scared of going through the process of death. And that was something that she was, and she talked quite openly about.
I don't think I'm scared of death. I'm scared more of what's going to happen as I go through it. I suppose I have thought of the death part in a couple of times, in that you hear all sorts of things, you know, people who were given, you know, 5 years and they're gone in, you know, two. Or people who were told in 6 months, that's all you've got, and they're still alive, you know, X amount of years later. So there's an uncertainty there. But that's in life anyway. We don't know. Any of us know.
Of course.
If there was one thing that Rhoda hated, it was the use of the word journey, a word that's often used for individuals and families going through this kind of experience.
I haven't got another word for it. I wished I did, because it's just something I'm going through, something I have to go through because I've got no choice. You know, it's forced on me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have a choice here.
Yep.
You know, a journey, you have a choice. You have a choice. You can go on a journey or not go on a journey. You know, I don't have a choice here.
Clayton says a recurring theme of their conversations was that of having regrets. He believes that's an important lesson for people to learn at a time like this.
We did talk a lot about regret, though, and I think this is one of the hopes of the podcast, too, is that people might actually be willing to talk about death. We don't like doing that, but we're all going to face that. And if we can actually talk about it, then we can say, well, what do I want to achieve? What do I want to do? Who do I want to spend time with? And then we can say, well, let's start doing that now. And so we talked about that sort of idea of not living with regrets.
Catherine Lane is the head of Cancer Information and Support Services at Cancer Council Victoria. She says Rhonda's willingness to share her experience with other people is very valuable.
Having having information about someone's experience that can help you with your own, we know is incredibly helpful to people. It's a form of peer support and support and being able to access the experiences of people who've been through something similar.
The biggest thing that Mum constantly talked about with it is spend time together. And everyone goes, well, that's so obvious. but it's what it was. She kept saying that the reason I want to keep going on is to just be with my family, to spend that time together.
Catherine Lane from the Cancer Council says the experiences that Rhonda and Clayton share in the podcast have a huge value.
It can really help to take some of the guesswork out of what people may be going through and to help them understand what is available to them, what questions they might want to be asking, what support services may be available, and how to, I guess, improve the experience that they're going through as best they possibly can. So for people to be able to share their experiences, even in such a challenging time, is an incredibly selfless thing to do.
To somebody who's going through a cancer diagnosis, to somebody who's just been given this, whether it's an incurable cancer diagnosis or just a cancer diagnosis, to know you're not alone. Even in the midst of this, as we recorded, we felt like we were alone. We knew we weren't. There's people all over this world as families who are struggling with this, but we felt alone. And so one of our hopes is that as people listen to this, they might realise they're not alone. And there is something empowering about knowing that.
Rhonda died in September 2019, less than 3 months after her diagnosis. Rhonda and Clayton's podcast, Incurable, is available on all major podcast platforms. And if you or someone you know needs support after a cancer diagnosis, you can contact the Cancer Council's free, confidential telephone information and support service on 13 11 20. And if you're more comfortable speaking in a language other than English, you can contact the interpreter service on 13 14 50 and they can help you talk to the Cancer Council. Alan Lee, SBS News.